Not many know a great deal about him. We know he can mix it on the seventh circuit. Those skills could be really useful. He is certainly one who you would hope gets better over time. You know, let's be honest, his brother's had a fantastic impact, certainly in the centres. I suppose with Ken, you know, you've got the flexibility of putting this guy anyway along the back line. What I find interesting about what Jim Mallander's been doing in terms of his signings is it's about managing the salary cap, staying within the salary cap, and using these players not to fill a gap, because they're not. They're going to be strike players. They're going to be very important players. But well, let's be honest, we haven't seen a big money signing from Jim Mallander. Now, one of the reasons why is because you would have thought most of the money's had to go on the England players. As the contracts change and they get further down the timeline, they're probably paying their England players a little more. You know, Jim Mallander's got money in the salary cap for this marquee player, in inverted commas. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if this marquee player, from what I understand, they're not actually naming a marquee player next season, but they're just giving that player that status. It doesn't necessarily mean that that level of money is being thrown at him, and I'm pretty sure it's one of the England players. My only concern is they're losing a lot of leaders. You know, Roger Wilson was an absolute immense number eight for Northampton, and when he was signed, he came in and he hit the ground running pretty quickly. You know, James Downey was the man who brought the defensive line together. Now, whoever takes the 12-13 jersey, they're going to have to step up to the plate and not only own the shirt, but they've got to make sure that the defence and the attack is on the money, consistently able to deliver under pressure in the big games. And whatever we say, you look at the players who have left, and Ashton, of course, hugely influential on the wing. He was slightly hit and miss, but let's be honest, when Chris Ashton was on song, he was incredibly hard to stop. You look at those players who have gone, and those holes are going to be extremely difficult to fill in a short space of time. They may well come good in 3, 4, 5 months, but I really don't think that the Saints can expect fireworks in the first 2 months of the campaign, because there are going to be a number of different players who will have to gel. If anything, this August is going to be absolutely crucial for Northampton. They're going to have to bed in quite a few number of different players, some who have had a year's premiership experience, the Sam Mooners of this world. They are going to be asked to step up another level. You know, they've done it for a season. But, let's be honest, the Cameron Shepherds of this world, as much experience as they have playing for Australia, playing, in the Super 15, they haven't played premiership rugby. It's a different way. It's a different style, and they've got to adjust to it. And that will be a big challenge. So come September, October, it'll be very interesting to see how Mallander's work is going.